We continue our learning with Nishmas, Helen Bas Leah, Susan Bas Leah, David ben Achim, Rushdim, Chaim Yaakov, Bevitichos Leah, Wearing Bava Messiah, Perak Tes, Mishnovav. Hamakabel Sada Mechaver. Another case we're speaking about here of Chachirus, as we'll see. That's the fixed rental lease. Va'achala Chagav Onishdafa. What happened? It was consumed now by locusts, or it was wind blasted. And now that which is produced is obviously not of the quality that we would have expected. Immakas medinahi. So it depends on whether this calamity is something that is widespread, or it's something that was specific to this field, or maybe to a few fields. Immakas medinahi. If this is something that was widespread as a mak of the whole province, literally the plague of locusts or the storm or the wind, whatever it is that whole area. So then minakalo min chachoru. Then the person has the right to deduct from his rent. Based on the loss that he's suffering, is able to do so, because this is something that affected everybody. But in Eina Makas Medina, but if it's not widespread, it's not in the whole province, or the whole valley, but rather it affected a few fields, and this happens to be this field as well. So then the owner of the land can say, sorry, this is your bad mazel, but your bad fortune. This happens to be the field that you leased, and you still owe me a fixed amount. Ein menaka lo min chachori, cannot deduct the amount, the lease agreement, the amount that he that the rental fee. So we understand very well why this is referring to a chocher, because the chocher pays a fixed amount and he wants to try to pay less. The Mishnah is telling us under what circumstances he can pay less. He can deduct from the rental amount the produce or the money. If it's a makas medina, not a makas medina, then he cannot. And Aris is only paying a percentage anyway. So whatever the percentage is, that's what he's going to give, obviously. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Im kibla heimenam b'maos, ben kach uben kach eino menakalo mechachoro. So Rabbi Yehuda says that even if it's a makas medina, where it's a widespread calamity, it affected the whole valley, the whole province, all of the fields are wind blasted, are consumed by locusts, and the quality, obviously, what is being produced has been diminished. Says Rabbi Yehuda, if the deal was that he's paying money, he's not paying in produce, he's paying in money, then even it's a makas medina, he ain't a menachalo min chachoro. He cannot deduct the amount. Why? Because what happened here? The makas medina was on the crops, but this has nothing with the crops. The plan was he's paying money. So this wasn't, the money wasn't affected, the crops were affected. So if he fixed a certain amount of the whatever the rental fee was, he's going to have to pay that out no matter what. That is Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, and we don't follow his opinion. Perek Tes Mishnah Zayin, Hamikabel Sada Mechaveiro Baseres Kor Chitim Lashana. This is where he's going to pay a fixed amount. How much? 10 kor of chitim. A kor is 30 saw. So 10 kor of chitim for the entire year. That's what this chocher is. That's the fixed amount he's going to pay the owner. And laksa. So the case was, now it was struck. Bar Tanur says, Shayu achitim shedufos, they were wind blasted, some storm, or something else, are now ruined the quality of the chitim. So the question is, does the chocher have to still pay that fixed amount? Says the Mishnah, laksa no se lo mitocha. What he did is, so the answer is he has to give the fixed amount, but the quality is not that good. So the owner is able to pay, the chocher is able to pay for the owner the fixed amount he's giving, aseres kor achitim, that's what Mishnah says, I owe you 10 kor, but I'm giving you a very poor quality because it was ruined, and I'm giving you from this field. The owner can't say, well, listen, when we started this, the assumption was that you're going to give me good quality as the field normally produces. So go buy in the market from somewhere else. I want 10 good quality kor of chitim. So the owner of the land cannot demand that. He pays in the 10 kor from that field itself. Hayuchi tehayafos, the opposite. Let's say this field yielded more superior than it normally was, than regularly. So lo yomar lo, the chocher can say to the landowner, listen, hareini lokeach menam shuk, I want this quality so good, I want to keep this for myself, I'm going to give you 10 kor, I'm going to buy from the marketplace, which is average, I'm going to buy from there. Ela no sin lo mitocha. No, rather he has to give him, he can't say I'm buying from the market. He has to give him from that superior produce, a 10 core of superior quality produce from that land itself. Now, the chiddush here is, of course, that we're speaking about a chocher. If we were speaking about an aris, the aris, of course, gives a percentage of that field itself. The chiddush is that maybe the chocher is giving a fixed amount of produce or money, whatever it is. Maybe we would say he could give that fixed amount from anywhere. The answer is no. The assumption is that he's going to be giving it from this field itself.